Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
An emotional morning, euphoric at times, an incredible church service for the final goodbye to George Floyd at his funeral service today. Jordana and Paul, thank you for spending some time with us. And we just got done. It started about 11. Paul, I don't know about you, but that was probably the lengthiest funeral I think I've ever been to.
It was, and it was spectacular. I mean, it was amazing, the number of people who got up and spoke, and the songs, the remembrance. I mean, it was largely a celebration of his life and the impact he's had, not just here in Minnesota or the United States, but worldwide. People know the name George Floyd, and they always will.
Always. They always will. We will keep his legacy alive, too, because he is the man that changed the way civil rights, the way policing, the way things are done, certainly in our community, hopefully in many communities. George Floyd's niece, Brooke Williams, delivered an impassioned tribute to her uncle today.
My most favorite memory with my uncle was when he paid me to scratch his head after long days of work. We arrived at home. We even created a song about it called Scratch My Head, Scratch My Head. Yeah. But after that, I knew he was a comedian. He always told me, baby girl, you're going to go so far with that beautiful smile and brains of yours. Mm-hmm. Another favorite memory is when me and my grandmother was so worried. I mean, she was crying. All I remember is me saying, Granny, it's okay. We'll find a way. But I wasn't entirely sure about how we were going to get to my uncle's PJ's wedding. We had nowhere to contact anyone, but here comes my uncle, busting through the door like Superman. I was young, by the way, probably 10 or 11. My grandmother was also handicapped, and he had this big truck we had to ride in. I was wondering, how was my grandmother going to get in that truck? But he just placed it in the truck like it was light work. I never questioned anyone's strength. But it was unbelievable how my uncle and grandmother broke their backs to always see their children smile and made a way when it seemed impossible.
Just wow. I feel like we all got to be part of that family just for a little while today. So thank you to Brooke Williams for that beautiful tribute to her uncle. We will be playing more of that throughout the show. We will be talking more about the legacy of George Floyd and what has been accomplished since his tragic death. We're going to change it up a little bit. Tim Lammers is going to join us. And what we're noticing since George Floyd's death on Netflix and on streaming series, even how media is changing next.
Tim Lammers Movie Reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. You can always find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, I was watching Amazon Prime last night for the first time in a long time. I tuned in, and there front and center, it said Black Lives Matter. Amazon stands in solidarity with the Black community. There was a whole new section, again, at the very top row, Black History, Hardship and Hope. There were movies and documentaries like Selma and Just Mercy and Brian Banks and Salute, a long list. But the streaming platforms now are trying to be on the right side of history, and they're taking a stand. Do you find this unusual, or do you think this is perfectly normal and should be expected, considering what's going on?
Yeah, well, thanks, Paul. Welcome back. You know, I think that the timing is perfect. I think that it's a responsibility of theirs, if they have content like that, to promote that sort of content. Now, for example, I know Netflix has that section as well. And a lot of times what we're seeing now is, you know, like a Twitter or a Facebook post, when something rises in popularity, those titles are going to bubble up to the top. So all of a sudden, the rise in popularity of such films, like you mentioned, Just Mercy, which is screening for free on all streaming platforms, or Selma, which has been made available for all services for free now in the last week since I talked with Jordana about this. I think it's a good move. I mean, obviously, if they have an opportunity and they have something to offer to promote social justice, they should do it, and rightfully so, they are doing it.
Let's talk about the movie that you're suggesting on Hulu called Shirley. Tell us about this one.
Well, I don't know if I'd be suggesting this one so much, Jordana.
Because I'm a wimp. It's hard.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, I'd rather watch that than this one. Look,
me
this
too.
Is a missed opportunity. Elizabeth Moss plays Shirley Jackson, the noted author of another landmark piece of writing called The Lottery. She also wrote The Haunting of Hill House, and this is a very strange film about how she was influenced to write this one book due to the company she kept with some house guests. You know, I think if I want to see the story of a famous novelist and the landmark work that they wrote, I'd rather know about the story behind that instead of this bizarre story. So, unfortunately, I can't recommend it, although Elizabeth Moss is a terrific actress. On Hulu, this movie is the same platform as The Handmaid's Tale. So, So if you see it, know again that it's really strange going in.
You know, I'm more intrigued about Steve Carell in Space Force on Netflix. Did you like this?
The first episode I thought was terrible. I don't know if you watched it yet, Paul.
No,
I did, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it's a spoof. Obviously, they used President Trump's Space Force idea to kick off this series. It seemed like a one-joke show at first. Believe me, Jordana, the episodes do get better. For not any other reason, John Malkovich is terrific in this. So it does go somewhere, and obviously they leave it open for a Space Force season two. The show right now, as it stands, I saw all 10 episodes. It's okay. It's not good. It's not great. It's okay. Steve Carell, I think, tried to be too funny, and it's just okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
Yeah,
hard
Mark
pass.
Got bored. He's like, I'm not watching anymore. He gets bored. You know, we have that problem
again,
with him, Tim.
Yeah, again, you have plenty of other opportunities with all, you know, the great content that the platforms are highlighting in regard
and that's
to
what we're
social
gonna work
justice
on. Yep.
themes. Yeah.
And we're going to do Just Mercy with the kids this weekend, so I'm excited for that. Tim, Perfect. You're wonderful. We really appreciate you being here today.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Tim.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
No, we'll talk to you Friday. Boy, the week's going
oh,
fast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. See? I
never
Darn,
know I thought
Tuesday.
Maybe it was Friday.
I never know what day it is. That's right. Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. When we get back, you feeling some anxiety? Are you feeling a little anxious? You're not alone. Dr. Tali Vang will address that next. We're back. Those of you who email me say jokingly, Jordana, I'm doing your breathing exercises. But it's no joke, my friends. I know they're helping, so I will continue to do them, even if it makes me sound silly on the air. And I recently read an article about folks waking up with anxiety in the morning. You know, that buzz that you're thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen today? What shoe's going to fall today? How am I going to get through this day? And I feel you on that because I am starting to have that too. So I thought we would go back to basics and just remind you, because we've taken a few days off from this, to do a prayer for each other. I'd like to do our 4-7-8 breathing. I found myself doing this as I was waiting online at the Walgreens yesterday to pick up a prescription, and they didn't have it and told me it didn't exist. So I breathed in for 4, I held it for 7, and I exhaled for 8. So, okay, friends, get in a comfortable position, feet on the floor, close your eyes, and breathe in for 4. 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're going to do it again. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Hold for 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And breathe out for 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's okay if you can't hold it for all 8 or all 7. It's okay. As long as your exhale is longer than your inhale, you have accomplished the goal. And what this does is it lowers your blood pressure. It helps keep you focused. It calms you down. So if you're feeling that buzz of anxiety in the morning, just lay in bed, breathe in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8. It's actually called 4-7-8 breathing, so you can't forget it. And again, I started doing this at the Walgreens, and it really helped me not jump all over somebody and be nice and respectful and finally get my prescription.
You would have been our top story, Jordana.
If I had murdered somebody at the Walgreens?
Jumping over the counter at Walgreens,
yes,
yeah.
I was considering it, but, yeah. You know, those tiny, 1,000 tiny cuts every day of, you know, the guy in Comcast being mean to you, or your internet dropping, or you falling out of the Zoom call, or those tiny cuts, that's what gives us this anxiety. It makes us so anxious. But yet they're life's little injustices, just the little tiny ones. Not the big ones that we're experiencing, you know, in our cities today, but it's those little ones that add up and they weigh you down and they make you so anxious. It happens all the time. We have an outlet on our show, Paul. We can get on and rage about it, but not everybody has an outlet like that.
Yeah. And look, I mean, what that old adage that don't complain about the things that you can't change. And yet all of us have these same hassles, Jor, the hassle factors. I was diagnosed 10 years ago with an anxiety disorder I didn't even know I had. And I think you and I and DJ, we are in a rather precarious situation in that our jobs depend on keeping up with everything.
Right.
And yet there are times you need to just take a break, right? If you don't, you're going to burn out. And yet we all want to pay attention to what's going on right now. This moment in history is incredible. I mean, to me, this feels a little like Me Too on steroids, and how social media and smartphone cameras have democratized not only surveillance and accountability, but also justice. And I find it interesting what's happening online right now. A lot of people and companies that have, you know, made racist tweets are now being held accountable for those racist posts. In some cases, going back 5-10 years.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And my attitude is, well, for what it's worth, look, I guess you have the freedom to be racist, but if you truly are a racist and you don't try to reform, you don't try to evolve, you don't try to improve, you may wind up without a job. Mm-hmm. You may not have many friends. Your kids and grandkids may disown you. So, I don't know. I mean, I think some of us need a nudge to do the right thing, and I just hope that a significant percentage of Minnesotans and Americans kind of wake up and say, yeah, maybe I need to evolve. All the polls show that white America is taking this more seriously than ever before. I mean, this is a tipping point. So, again, we keep saying we hope real reform and justice comes of this. And I hope that's the case.
I certainly agree. And if things like Twitter, like checking your Twitter constantly or checking your Facebook are stressing you out, you know, there are ways to calm yourself down with that. If you're waking up with that excess worry or difficulty concentrating or racing thoughts, you know, Paul, we never like to say turn away from the news or turn off WCCO radio. But hey, in the effort to create balance and positive mental health, that is exactly what you should be doing. When your heart starts pounding, you know, you feel like you're almost having a panic attack. When you're waking up, you need to be tuning out. You need to set appropriate restrictions on what you are allowed to consume and what you are not allowed to consume. You're supposed to build new phone habits, you know, what you're checking. You might want to check Instagram because that's pretty pictures and, you know, silly influencers instead of maybe Twitter. They also, a psychologist also says, you know, plan your day. If you're on social media a lot in the morning and that's where you're sensing your anxiety is, they said, you know, meet it out. Don't do different tasks in the morning. Plan dinner. Do your exercise in the morning. Plan out your day. Certainly limit your media intake. And also, of course, mindfulness. That's what we do every day with our breathing exercises. It's mindfulness. Be where you are in the moment and really feel it. If you're watching the rain right now, good for you. Enjoy watching that rain. Breathe in, watch the rain, try to be in the moment, and that will help those feelings of anxiety kind of relax. Just also a few more before we go. They're saying writing works, journaling. I found that when I was going through my divorce, journaling really, really helped me. And now we're experiencing a lot of emotions that maybe you don't want to say out loud. Maybe you don't even want to admit to yourself. So writing can help you do that. And Paul, you mentioned before, I'll just close with this, recognize what you can and can't change. You may not be able to change the world instantaneously, but you can change your view. Like you mentioned, those old social media posts. You can say, oh my gosh, I can't believe my company tweeted that out. I can try and affect change on that. But you can't always change somebody else right away, but we can change ourselves. So recognizing that, you know, we have limitations, but we can always look inside to make a positive change. That is always a good recommendation.
It's part of the human condition, right? We all evolve and hopefully improve, and we learn new things. And I've said this before. I mean, I think it's incumbent on all of us, especially white America right now, to do more listening than talking. I mean, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, I got to make my opinion known. No, just be quiet for a little bit and listen to people that are in pain and take it to heart. Open your heart, open your mind. And hopefully we will be part of that process.
Brandon Eisen, our reporter, was live at the George Floyd funeral in Houston. We're going to check back in with him next about his experience on CCO. Welcome back. It is 3:52. We heard at the top of the show, and we heard for the last 4 hours, the George Floyd funeral in Houston. It was a celebration of life, often joyous, very emotional, an impassioned speech by George Floyd's niece, Brooke Williams. Representative Al Green was at the funeral. Joe Biden made video remarks as well. Mm-hmm. And our reporter, Brandon Eisen, is there live. Brandon, are you still at the church?
I am, and I've kind of moved out of the way to where I'm on Hillcroft now, behind the procession as it makes its way to the final resting place of George Floyd, where he will be buried next to his mother at Houston Memorial Gardens. And, you know, I was a little bit curious before the end of the funeral. I kind of headed out and hopped in my car for a little bit and drove that funeral route just to see if there would be any signs of the community in Houston coming out to say their final goodbyes to George Floyd. And certainly there is. There are people. There's a lot of strip malls here along the route. So people are backed up to the parking spaces that line the streets there, kind of having tailgates, and they've got signs, and there's a high school nearby as well that many people have gathered there to all say farewell to George Floyd as he passes by. And the other thing is maybe you've heard about this, but for the final mile of the stretch towards Houston Memorial Gardens, George Floyd's body in the casket will be transferred to a horse-drawn carriage. And so for the final mile on his way to Houston Memorial Gardens, he will be transported in that horse-drawn carriage.
Brandon, what are people telling you? Obviously, a very sad day, and I couldn't help but notice that, you know, the four-hour funeral, you know, much of it was a celebration of his life and the things that he accomplished. What are you hearing in your conversations with people in Houston this afternoon?
Yeah, you know, as far as the funeral goes, a lot of it was a celebration, not only for just the type of person George Floyd was to the people that he loved, but also what has been accomplished in the last couple of weeks and what many say will be accomplished in the near future and looking for lasting change. You know, you hear it time and time again, people calling George Floyd the man who changed the world, and many times again, people that spoke, religious leaders, political leaders, celebrities, family, everyone saying that George Floyd's death will not be in vain. The mayor of Houston, of course, Sylvester Turner, declared today George Floyd Day. He called it George Perry Day, which Perry is George Floyd's nickname, and those who are very close to him call him Perry. You know, here in Houston, it is George Perry Day, and I'm not sure if that will be something that is annual. He didn't really, you know, go into detail about that, but, you know, there's a lot going on. He also spoke about, you know, a local boy from Houston being honored all over the world now. Everybody knows his name. He has been honored by governments in Ghana, Nairobi, Berlin, Canada, South Korea, all over the place. So, you know, he's really brought a lot of attention to Houston and the community here.
Brandon Eisen, live at the George Floyd funeral in Houston. Brandon, thank you for setting the stage for us. Thanks for the reporting.
Thank you, Brandon. All right. When we come back, Jor, after the break, Major League Baseball. Another plan has just been presented to the players for a 76-game season. And Anthony Fauci, the epidemiologist, who many of us trust for solid information with no spin, he has a new warning. In his words, this virus is his worst nightmare, and this thing isn't over yet. We'll have the very latest on a wide array of topics next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.